Details are still coming in at this hour, but her publicist confirms to ABC News that she has died.
Every once in a while you have to report something that you thought would be the worst thing that could happen, and it was going to happen, and now it has. Singer Whitney Houston, one of the greatest voices of our generation, has died.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's
Clive Coleman said, I told you that this is your seventh consecutive number one song now. Like I said, I didn't realize what the significance of that was before when he explained it to me, that I had actually surpassed Elvis and the Beatles, and I was the only woman to do that.
A lonely place to be, and so I learned to depend on
me. You were really somebody else.
I like to wear jeans and t-shirts and sneakers.
Yeah.
On any normal given day, that's me. You know what I'm saying? It's just too much. Too much to try to live up to try to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I wanted out at some point.
Wanted out.
I did.
Death of singing star Whitney Houston at the age of 48. Whitney Houston was set to make an appearance tonight at the gala ahead of tomorrow night's Grammy Awards, and that she was last seen at the Beverly Hilton Hotel on Thursday.
Man, what a sad night.
Yeah, it's really sad. And tonight is Clive Davis's huge Grammy party, which he has every year on the eve of the Grammys, and I'm going, and we just heard the news, and that's going to put a great pall on this party. Clive was so close to her.
Absolutely the greatest voice of his generation, which is why I think the pain is so great.
Whitney Houston, 48 years old, she has died, confirming that now. We had been seeing the reports coming in from the internet.
I was scared to death going into my first motion picture. The Bodyguard was a heavy deal. I thought, no, I don't think I'm ready for this movie deal. I'm still singing. I still love this part of my career. Really, it took me 2 years to decide to do this movie. We were on a mission searching for songs for The Bodyguard. The song that is going to make this movie tie together. One day I was in the trailer, and we heard Dolly Parton's song before, and I said, I wouldn't buy it, you know, because it was a country version, and everybody wasn't listening. Kevin brought it back to me in the trailer one day, and he said, I'm telling you, this is the song. You said you must listen to the song, and you must hear it with your ears and not with the ears that is being, you know, that's being played. Listen to it with your ears, what you would do with the song. I was like, oh, he's so right. Ooh, I can't go anywhere without singing it. Bottom line, I can't go anywhere without singing I'll Always Love You.
And had deep personal demons. She'd been upfront about her struggles with drugs and substance abuse, had taken steps to rectify that, had tried that comeback tour a couple of years ago, but the voice didn't quite sound the same. And now it's sad to think that we'll never get to hear that voice again.
Somebody who's 19, who's elegant, who's sensuous, who's innocent, who's got an incredible range of talent, but guts and soul at the same time, it will be Whitney Houston, in my opinion.
So when he started to talk about this person he was talking about, I turned to whoever standing next to me. I said, is he talking about me?
But it's her natural charm. I mean, you either got it or you don't have it. She's got it.
She got it.